Former Cobra Cougars player Connor Armour has been named the Ontario Junior Hockey League club's new head coach, and I caught up with him after Wednesday night's game against the Wellington Dukes.
First off, congratulations again on being named head coach. What's it like to be back? Well, you've been with the organization, but what's it like to make that transition to head coach now?
Yeah, it's obviously pretty special. Coburg has a special place in my heart, and even when I played here, I knew I never wanted to go anywhere else. And then once I was done playing, I knew this was kind of a landing spot as far as coaching was concerned of where I wanted to be. And last year was obviously a great opportunity to jump on board and coach alongside with Peter, and I learned a lot from him, and I'm fortunate for that relationship and a lot of the stuff that he taught me and I learned from him. So you know, this transition, it's pretty special.
Talk about your 5 years playing for the Cougars.
Yeah, it was the best time, of my playing career for sure. Like I came in at 16 and then was pretty raw. And then over the years, I developed not only as a player, but I think as a person. And I left here as a 20-year-old, as kind of a young man, which prepared me for college and playing there. So like I said before, I knew I never wanted to leave this place when I played, and luckily enough, they kept me around for 5 years. So,
what made you want to get into coaching?
I just kept hearing when I was playing that coaching was the next best thing, and I think it's so true, right? Like, even when I played, I was kind of constantly thinking of maybe like a coach's mindset, and like I said, everyone that I talked to that had played the game have always said that it was the next best thing, so it definitely is. You get that relationship with your staff, which is almost like your teammates, and then it's fun to kind of have your spin on things and coach a team the way you want to play.
How do you approach it as a coach now compared to when you were a player?
It's not too different, to be honest. I think the biggest thing is there's a lot more prep work that goes into coaching on a daily basis. You know, you're constantly planning your practices and kind of you're constantly learning too, and I think as a player you're doing that, but not to the extent of a coach, where as a coach, if you're not watching what's going on and around leagues and picking up stuff from other teams and whatnot, then I think you're kind of behind.
And just talk about the little bit more about working with Peter, and that was a last minute change here with him leaving, but so we'll talk about Peter, but also now working with continuing to work with Tom, who you worked with in Port Hope as well, and bringing Mark on board.
Yeah, absolutely. I got some advice when I first started out coaching, and it was surround yourself with good people and good hockey minds, and that's definitely, I've been fortunate anywhere I've gone, even starting back with Port Hope with David Miller, and that's where me and Tom got kind of connected there. And then last year, we both ended up in Coburg, and Tom's just an unbelievable person and a great coach. And Peter was the same, right? Like I learned a ton from him, and I'm very fortunate that I got to coach with him. And obviously, the job he did, that East Coast job, is well earned, and he deserves that. So I'm sure he's got a bright future ahead of him as far as coaching is concerned. And he's another great person. And same with Mark McCauley. He's a guy that I played with, and was an unbelievable teammate when we played together, and that's something I tell the guys constantly is you can be the greatest player, but you have to be a good person, and it's funny how later on in life you kind of reconnect with those people, and Mark being a good teammate was kind of a no-brainer for him to jump on board with the staff.
Yeah. After three exhibition games now, like, where are you in terms of getting your roster set for opening game of the season?
Yeah, we're definitely close. Obviously, guys have been going to OHL camps this week, so you want to see those guys stick in the OHL for sure. But it's nice if we get some of those guys back. And our lineup's basically set for the most part. A couple tweaks here and there, but now it's more so about getting systems down and the structure and the style of hockey we want to play. And we came in, we didn't bring a ton of guys into training camp, so it kind of allowed us to jump right into things and maybe allowed us to hit the ground running here.
And just your thoughts on the win tonight?
Yeah, to be honest, it wasn't the prettiest win. You never want to complain after a win, but I definitely thought we could have been a lot better, and I thought it was a sloppy game on our part. Hats off to Wellington; they worked hard, and they got a good young team there, and they're going to be tough to play against in the future. But we got some work to do, and obviously, you know, we had I think we only had six guys up front, so that are regular. So it'll be nice to get a full roster here and really kind of tune things in before season opener.
Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.